I never know who's turning things off around here, man, so I guess I'll do it. There. It's now turned off. Okay. Because we have a lot of remote things that happen. Good morning. What's going on here, man? Ukraine says Russian forces are part of rebel offensive. Yes. Yeah, okay. That's great. So Russia's invaded somebody else. Of course, you know, if you want to say America invades Piedmont too. Yeah, we do, but I mean, not as often as these guys. They're always fucking invading somebody. These motherfuckers are invading Afghanistan, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Poland, some fucking, you know, Chechnya, this, that, something else. I mean, these guys are sending troops all over the goddamn place. Although they are generally countries that border their country. They don't go halfway around the fucking world to do it, but then they really can't now, can they? All right. Now, thank you to August Selson, man. I thought that was pretty good. Jesus, what happened to Fred Thompson? Nothing happened to Fred Thompson. I now realize Fred Thompson is an African-American. Fred Thompson is an African-American. Did you know that? Look at the new AAG commercial where his hair is finally gone and there's no... He is, and they've taken all the white makeup off, and his natural skin color is coming through. Fred Thompson is an African-American. Now, why would he be ashamed of that? Russia has violated the 1997 Russia-NATO Founding Act. More than 2,200 people have been killed. Invasion of Ukraine by Putin's regular army is now an established fact. Putin's regular Russian army. Anyway, these are things that we can't really involve ourselves with, now, can we? Anyway, thank you very much, August Selson, for the big-time fun that we had yesterday with you. It was great. I'm going to bring you back. I like that. I like that show a lot. There isn't enough talk about sex, and as August Selson so very, very... And you see, it's difficult to keep the character straight. Because there's also the sound of father acquitted in drunk driving killing. Mm-hmm. Who is this guy? Now, they blotted out the face of the little kid, but they didn't blot out the face. He left the accident scene, returned minutes later, leaned in the victim's car, sound of a gunshot, didn't see a gun. What? Victim was a gang member, someone else shot him, blood of unknown person found. Now, what do we got going on here? Father acquitted in drunk driving. Why did they call him a father? Why don't they just call him a guy? Why is he a father? All right, so we had a good time with August Selson because he's my kind of guy and that's my kind of radio. And again, this is going to be something we'll be pushing here on the show much, much more. More sex. Are people having enough sex? And there has to be, yes... Yes, there was the beginning of the sexual revolution where there was discussion of sex, but now we need it out in the open. We need it everywhere, in coffee bars, in restaurants, on CNN in the morning, graphic discussions of the sex acts engaged in by the news anchors that we're watching on television there. Am I making it as goddamn plain as I possibly can? Because I think this is what Mr. Selson is trying to say, and I, as one of his devotees, I, as one of his apostles, maybe I'm not an apostle, maybe I'm just a disciple, but they keep calling this guy, I'm telling you, on CNN they have the woman and the man, the little man and the large woman are talking, and the large woman is, she's gesticulating and vociferating. Meanwhile, Joey Jackson, HLN legal analyst with his sparkling white teeth and mannerisms, is also. Anyway, so when you get up in the morning and you flip on CNN or Fox, you must. And no, it isn't just the women. We want the men to talk about the graphic nature of their sexual relations. Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what it's all about? Of course that's what it's all about. That's what we want. Let's quit fooling around and let's quit beating around the bush. Let's quit beating around the meat and let's just say it. 71% say a recession put a permanent drag on the economy. Is that right? I think that's because we got 71% of the American people are losers and are thinking like losers, right? I don't think it put a permanent drag on the fucking economy. I still see people making all kinds of goddamn money. Are you nuts? I don't think it put a permanent drag on anything. UN armed group detains 41 peacekeepers in Syria. How do you pronounce this motherfucker, this bomber? Tsarnaeva, his sister charged for bomb threat against a New York woman. I suppose we should print that one off. Because this show, you know, we decide what the news is. We don't let these pricks tell us what the news is. No. See, that doesn't happen. We don't fall into that trap that other shows fall into, which is, oh, let me go and see what's happening in the world because I'm too fucking stupid to know what that is, you see. I better go and check out CNN or something else to tell me what happened in the world overnight, because otherwise I'm just lost. I don't know. I don't live in the world. Do you? Oh, you do? Oh. Well, I mean, Phil, we don't know what happened in New York. Who gives a fuck what happened in New York? Wait a minute. Wait. I know there's a New York City. I'm aware of New York. And I'm aware that there are things that are happening there, you know. And I suppose I could scan the news to see if I was interested in what's happening in New York or nationally. But other than the fact that there is big, earth-shaking, goddamn news that happens perhaps overnight while we are asleep, there's nothing that we need to run to CNN for. There's nothing that we need to run to Fox News for other than bullshit. If you need your bullshit coffers filled to the brim, then yeah, head on over to CNN and head on over to Fox and head on over to Bloomberg and head on over to whatever the fucking bullshit sites you... Now, my close personal friend Lauren goes to D-List, Reddit. I gotta get her list of news sites because, man, she knows what the fuck she's doing. She's got it together, Jack. That's the fact, Jack. And she goes to the grooviest, gitchiest, coolest, kookiest, way out there, goofy, kooky, but nonetheless, mad love must give to site, place, you, me, go, there, her. Angela McGlowan, who is a Fox News political analyst, just to pull a name out of the air, she wouldn't know what news is if it came up and rubbed all that fucking blush off her cheeks with a scouring pad. And I'm not just singling her out. Could have been anybody whose name I just saw now on the cryon. Yeah, they don't call it cryon for nothing, man. You flip on the news, that's just cryon, Jack. Not because the news is bad, but because it ain't no news at all. All right, so there's our first story printed off. Ask me if I give a fuck about this guy who bombed about his sister threatening a New York woman with a bomb. I guess all of these people, I bet you anything that because her brother is under arrest for actually exploding a bomb and killing human beings, the sister, who's probably a mental deficient, decided that she would say, you know, I'm the sister of the guy that did the Boston bombing. Wouldn't you like to see what I can do? That's all it is. She doesn't have bombs. She doesn't have bomb-making material. She wouldn't know what a bomb is, even if it paraded across her television screen hosting the Emmys. Oh. Yeah, easy for you to say, Henry. Yeah. Yes, it is. Look, at man, I think I've been very, very clear in the past, and I don't think I'm the least bit untoward when I say that the guys that host the Emmys, the Golden Globes, I give them a fair shot, you know. It's generally a guy, right? I didn't see what's their faces. What's the who is it? The one that does the Sarah Palin impression? I didn't see her. Okay. What's her name? Tina Fey. I didn't see that. I'm sorry. But I've seen all of Ricky Gervais's, and that's all I needed to know. That's all that I need to know to tell me that somebody can do it good, you know? And there's probably others, you know? I'm sure Tina Fey did a great job. I just, there's someone can do it better than half of these stumbling, mumbling, goddamn, man, motherfuckers that they get doing that bullshit. All right, thank you very much, oh, sister of Boston bombing suspect. Ebola cases could eventually top 20,000. Let's get a good panic going, man. That's what I think we ought to do this morning so that more and more of these dimwits on Facebook, God, now there's where I go for my fucking news. You want the news? You want the news? Okay, go to Facebook and you will see how many jackballs exist on this planet. Now, I'm not talking about people that are friends of mine on Facebook. My Facebook friends are all just fucking brain surgeons, okay? I'm talking about all them other cats who we just see in our news feed, you know, because, well, I guess you don't see people that are not your friends. Oh, you see them in the comments, that's right. Or they'll like something that you said, you know, because on my friends page, you're allowed to like. Now, they've got this lady. How old is this woman who's showing her ass? 78? Christ almighty, what an ass. No, I'm kidding. sorry. Look at the ass. That's 78 years old. And friend, I'm here to tell you.
Well, that is just about as crude a thing as I've ever heard. I want to start up here with my voice. I want to start up here with my voice. I want to start up here with my voice. Up here with my voice. Now, the,
All right, now, have you gotten your tickets? We got to get out. We got a big fucking push on, man. We're close. We're closing in on a sellout. That's a big goddamn... I didn't know it's 550 seats. It's 500, not 400. 550 seats in Irvine. God almighty, had I known. Woo-hoo! That's big, baby. I love it. Now, I'm telling you right now, let's get the Phil Henry people jammed into those seats. Let's do it. Do it right. Do it good. Do it on a Saturday night, man. Let's sell that bitch out. 550 of those motherfuckers. Oh, my God, these two women right now on Fox, the one on the left who's the blonde, has got a stare on her face as if someone injected her. In other words, someone froze the kisser with Botox, so she's like this. Okay, I swear to God, man, you missed it. And then, oh, she's doing it again. And she's wearing a white jacket, which looks like a doctor's smock. Someone tell the lady in blonde, on the left-hand side of the screen here, that white jacket, you look like a doctor, like you want to put your finger up a man's rectum. That's what that looks like. And no, it's nothing that is particularly, you know, engaging. Officers pull man from Metro tracks at the last second. Watch this. This is unbelievable, man. What is wrong with people, man? Is this just... A guy tried to... I don't know. I saw something that was... shared on Facebook. I'm telling you right now, and they're finally doing something on Facebook, which has been long overdue, because adults, you can call people adults, but they have no real sense of the world around them. We are beginning and ending. We are creatures consumed in our own space. We're consumed with our own worlds. We have very little awareness of the world around us. You may think you do, you don't. Only 3% of the world's population has full awareness. That is, they see the world around them as well as understand and sense what's happening with themselves at any given moment. It's only 3%. You understand what that means? It means that you and me, we ain't got that shit. We're still tied up in our own petty little bullshit. Oh, I understand. Of course, it's extremely important to you. Well, what else is there? There's the world around us. Well, I have children. I understand you have. No one's saying don't pay attention to your children. But if you think of all the other bullshit that we put our minds to each and every day, it's got nothing to do with the survival of another human being. Concentrating on your children is fine. But when you're not concentrating on your children and their survival and their well-being and their relative mental health, we're obsessing over what more we can do. We think that's helpful. Most of the time it's destructive because we don't just let the kid live. We don't just observe and see what that child is going through. We've got other things to do. We've got plans to make for that kid when we're not watching what's happening in their life. We're in our little world and what we want and what we think should happen for that kid while that kid is out there living their life and they're doing things and they're being what they are and they're going places. So we're all wrapped up in our own fucking worlds. We think it's the most important goddamn thing that was ever done, right? So when we post our little video on Facebook of a man being savaged by a subway train, which I saw someone put on Facebook, a nice person, she's a Facebook friend of mine, and a nice person, generally a very nice person, but with absolutely no fucking awareness of what she was looking at. That tells me a lot about people. It tells me a lot about people. You know, either you have lost all ability to feel, or you never had it to begin with. When you put something on, which is a film clip that some piece of shit put on YouTube, because there's internet freedom, and it shows a man who's caught between a subway train and the platform as the train rolls by. Now, I'm not going to tell you what happens to him, but it's beyond words. Well, why did she post this for all the world to see? Because there was someone walking by looking at this, and they didn't react. They just kept right on walking. That's, quite frankly, the exact same reaction that she had by posting it. She didn't understand. There was someone walking by looking at this. Now, there's all manner of reactions that people have. You can be absolutely shocked into not seeing what you think you're seeing. Or you can be absolutely shocked into thinking you're seeing something which is actually happening, but you believe you're imagining it. Or you're actually seeing that thing and you're just not allowing yourself to feel it. It is so blindingly traumatic. Or you are of that ilk of people, the sociopath, the psychopath with no empathy, you cannot feel. So you see this happening and there's no one around you to register shock. There's no one else around you to register fear. There's no one else around you to run to the aid of this individual, although this man was well past helping. So you have nothing to gauge your own response by. You figure you're reacting the way you always would if there wasn't anybody around. You just look and watch as someone is being torn to bits. And you just stare at it as if you're watching someone spray insecticide on an anthill. That's about as much emotion as you muster. If you see people screaming and yelling and shocked and appalled, then you turn, then you focus on the situation, and then you're taking mental notes as to how people are reacting to this thing, and you realize, holy God, you know, I need to react that way too. That's what a psychopath does. The guy that was walking along the train platform and didn't react to this man who was being pinned between the tracks and the platform, and he didn't react, could have been doing that for a variety of reasons. Doesn't necessarily mean the guy's a sociopath. But then someone took that and posted it on Facebook for the whole goddamn world to see. And like I said, this person was such a nice person. I said to her, why would you do that? Why did you do that? And she said, I don't know. I really don't know. She said, I thought it was interesting, the man's reaction. But I thought it was far more interesting and shocking that she would take this and put it on a fucking open feed. A human being being torn in half by a subway train between a platform and the train, caught between the platform and the train, and for all the world, there it is. Children, anybody can see it. She just put it on that feed. And for her, the fascinating fact was that that man didn't register shock. And yet there she is showing this to the whole fucking world in and of herself not registering any shock. You know? Or maybe her point was to show it to everybody so everyone could be shocked, including anybody who should never see that, like an underage child or something, and sort of, do you feel shock? Are you feeling shocked by this? Well, better question, are you shocked by it? Well, sure, you are. So people don't fucking think about anything other than themselves. That's all anybody gives a fuck about. That's all anybody really gives a fuck about, themselves. I don't give a shit if they give money to charity. It's one thing to have a passing awareness of the world around you, which is what most of us have. Almost all of us have nothing better than a passing awareness of the world around us. And depending upon whether something's important to us, personally, we'll pay attention to that thing that's out there. But if it has no real importance to us, we will walk right past it and not give a shit. We will not come out of our fucking comfort zone for shit. Very few people do that. If you see a guy like Barry Louise and I saw in San Francisco back in January fall out of his wheelchair onto the pavement at about 8 o'clock at night, a busy night in San Francisco, California. Lots of foot traffic, lots of vehicle traffic, people going to and fro, lights, the sounds, the smells of a big American city. San Francisco, tourists. And in the middle of all of this, a man fell out of a wheelchair. And he fell out of the wheelchair about 3 feet from the curb. And what fell with him to the pavement was bottled water, little bags of things that he had, all of his worldly possessions, everything that this guy owns in this fucking world fell out of his wheelchair with him onto the street. And there he sat. And people walked by, kept on walking by. And I understood why they were walking by. Man, I got to get to where I'm going. I can't, you know, it's too bad for him, you know. I don't want to touch that guy. You know, maybe he's got disease. Whatever their reasons. Maybe they didn't see it. Maybe it just, they've trained themselves, individuals trained themselves, I don't see that shit. Maybe they've been around it so much in their lives, they don't want to fucking pick another person up off the pavement. I'm not going to judge anybody, you know. I mean, I know what they are. It doesn't mean I'm going to judge, you know, judge them for it. You know, I know what you're doing. You're walking by this guy. Nothing says we're supposed to lift him up. We've got all these rules that make us feel bad and guilty and that we're going to burn in hell if we don't do shit like pick people up. But who fucking knows if that shit's for real. I believe personally in the karmic wheel, which is, you know, the old what goes around comes around. But what does that mean? Maybe walking by that guy was a good thing. It depends upon, you know, your own, what's going on in your life and why you did it. But the fact is, a whole bunch of people walked by that guy. Well, we ran across the street. Now, what was my first instinct? My first instinct was, boy, that really sucks. I hope somebody takes care of that guy because I'm on the opposite side of the fucking street and I don't really want to run over there and help that guy. I want to keep on walking because we were taking a walk and we were looking at San Francisco. We had just come out of a steakhouse that we'd had a really fucking fantastic meal. We're walking around about ready to go back to the hotel. I was on my way to the following night. We're going to do Sketchfest in San Francisco back in January. We were just, you know, having a leisurely evening stroll in the city. And I saw this guy fall out of the wheelchair. I didn't want to fucking go over and pick his ass up. I didn't want to see that. But there he sat. And now one motherfucker was going to help him. And I could see what was about to happen. The guy was sitting about 3 feet off of the curb. and there's traffic. So now he's partway in the road. So we turned, we ran across the street, lifted him up, and I initially sat him down on top because we were piling all of his stuff into the wheelchair, and I was sitting him on this. I said, "Jesus, I'm, you know, let's get this stuff out from underneath you." And I said to him, "Do you have a bag or anything?" He says, "Well, I was going to go into the store and get one." So I think Barry went in and grabbed a plastic bag. We threw all the stuff in the bag or something. I forget what happened, but we got all of his stuff organized, put him in the wheelchair. And I said, you were going across the street, right? He says, yeah. So we pushed him across the street, put him up on the sidewalk. And that was that. And it was a big fucking hassle. It was a big fucking hassle. I didn't want to have to do it. But I was angry at the people that didn't do it, too. I was pissed. So that was one of the things that motivated me. I just went over and said, you fucking... So I went over. Did I think I was better than anybody? Fuck no. Have you ever heard me talk about this? This is the month of what? This is August? This happened back in January. Have you heard me talking about this on the air? Did I come out and say, why, the other day in San Francisco, I saw a man. He fell... Have I even mentioned it once except for now? All right, so let's get down to some of the really good stories here. Some of them... Who was this black producer that got arrested? Well, there's Josh Gordon. Wait a minute, this is CFL? Oh. The CFL doesn't want these problems from the states. The CFL wants football players. You know, they got a season, they got teams, they got things they need to do. They got a championship to win up there. They don't want some fucking guy that's got, you know, head problems. They just don't. Now, let me get my music ready to go here, man. In the light of day... Let me see what I got here. No, not starting. Okay. All right, this isn't it. This is not it, but... All right, let's get our shit together here. So, did you already open this up, Alex? I guess you already opened up the Samcast. Sorry, man. I'm just kind of going on autopilot here. So all I'm saying here is go out, do some good shit for people, and don't tell anybody about it, okay? There. All right. Pay it forward. That whole pay it forward thing is the biggest load of shit that I've ever heard of in my... I'll tell you why. It makes... Yeah, you feel better because you bought some motherfucker his coffee. I don't understand how that works. Somebody just paid for your coffee. Do you want to pay for that guy's coffee? Okay. I don't get it. It's like peer pressure. It doesn't mean anything. And don't goddamn, you know, these people get all upset and they, oh, you don't understand how to, fuck you, okay? And your feel-good shit. You know, go out and do some real fucking good for people, okay? Instead of paying it fucking forward. The guy paid for my coffee up there. Now you're, no, fuck. The guy that broke that pay it forward line at the Starbucks, wherever it was, Miami, hey, good for you. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did that. Good morning and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is our podcast thing for today, Thursday. I got to get my license renewed.